Exodus chapter 1 and beginning at verse 7. I want to say thank you for your cooperation and support. Last Sunday morning, Brother Head did such a good job in preaching in the Sunday morning service. And it was very unusual for me to get involved in an orientation group that early in their class, especially for the first one, and I enjoyed that so very, very much. We had some 30 adults, and it was a marvelous class. We were gone Wednesday night and returned some 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening Thursday, and it took me just a little while to kind of get the yellow stripes out of my eyes and kind of change clothes and come to the office and check the notes on the desk, and then I was right back in a class with our young people. And I don't know, we had some 40 or 50 of them here Thursday night, and they're getting an orientation class themselves all the way through, start to finish. And I'm excited about that. And we had, and I'll handle all of this one all the way through, because I have very little to do with them in classes. We pass that on to teachers and counselors. And I really enjoyed it Thursday night, and each Thursday night we're going to do that until the class is complete. So you be in prayer for our young people, and also be in prayer for our school beginning. We start school, I think, Tuesday week. Not this coming Tuesday, but Tuesday week we begin school. And I'm looking forward to an excellent year this year with great things. Amen? Now, some of you, you may not even have grandkids in school, much less kids. I don't know. But if you don't have any, still pray for the school. Even if you don't have a burden for it, or maybe even an interest in it. I don't think you can be a part of this church and not have an interest in it. Now, let me qualify that statement. I'm not saying that you've got to be interested in the school to be a part of this church. That's a different statement. I said, I don't think you can be a part of this church and not have interest. Because you need to be interested in every part. Every part. Enough to pray for it and want it to do well. To be successful. Whether it be youth or adults, Sunday school, choir, music, whatever. Just always, I don't like to use the word pride, and I'm not fixing to, but vigilant. Is that a good word? Be vigilant for your church. Be positive. Be committed to whatever the church is doing. Because we're all part of the body. Amen. So in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, beginning at verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful. I like that. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Isn't that good? Come on, that one verse is enough to preach on for about 5 days. A good week's revival could be built out of that one verse. I think I ought to read it again. The children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. But always, when you have that kind of growth, that kind of prosperity, that kind of blessing, there's always a Pharaoh and an Egypt. Always. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies, and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Doesn't that sound like the devil? The tougher he makes it, the better the church does. Huh? Outside opposition, outside fight, outside hate, outside affliction, just causes the church to grow more. Hallelujah. And the Bible said they were grieved because of the children of Israel, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. I mean, they made them get up early and work late. They made it tough on them. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. In mortar, brick, and all manner of service in the field, and all their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. Get after it. Hurry. Rush. Come on. Crack the whip. Threaten them. Beat them. They made them do it with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other was Puah. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and said unto them, why have you done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. Now listen to this verse 21. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses, or he gave them a house. Hallelujah. You may be seated. During the morning, in preparation for this service, the Lord spoke to me about this incident that took place before Israel came up out of Egypt. If you may remember the story when Jacob and his sons lived in Canaan, a great drought, a great famine hit the land, and Joseph was carried away into Egypt some years before the famine hit. He becomes Pharaoh's second in command. While Joseph was there, the